5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, babysitting can be a tough job, especially when you're watching out for the kids and the ghosts.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. If you want to call it in, the number to call is 855-853-4802. write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like to become a premium subscriber, you could do that. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free there. Also, you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here.
Oh my gosh. Babysitting can be so stressful because oftentimes you're not really even, like, you've never really stayed by yourself because you're 12 or 13, you know, or 14 or something. And so, like, you're not used to staying, you know, to being in charge at night, you know, being the one.
Do people still hire 12-year-olds to babysit? Because they did when we were kids. I wouldn't put.
Yeah, I used to babysit all the time.
I would not leave a 12-year-old responsible for my kids.
I know. I used to all the time.
I'm like, can I please see your college degree before you babysit for me?
I used to all the time when I was 12. And so it would get to be late and I would be getting nervously scared. And I don't remember ever in my babysitting career ever having trouble with hauntings, but I can remember babysitting my next door neighbors, and that house looked over at our house, the haunted one, and I would sit there and I would think, I have to go back there. And it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock at night, and I thought, she's going to get home, and then I'm going to have to go walk through that house to get into my bedroom, you know?
And everybody's
I would just dread it. It was kind of the opposite of most babysitters. I would dread the thought of going home because of what I was going to have to encounter once I got into that house. But yeah, I think it's tough for babysitters because oftentimes, like I said, maybe you're not the person that's normally in charge at your house. So all of a sudden you are.
And the other thing too is that anytime you stay, you're at a place that you're not familiar with. Now, you know, you're a kid put in charge of other kids. You know, even if you're 16, you're someplace where you're not super familiar. So there can be sounds that the house makes that you're not familiar with that can sound paranormal. There's something going on in the kitchen. Oh, it's just ice dropping. Got it. So I could see how your imagination could start running wild as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's say you were babysitting for younger brother and sister or something. And so your parents go out. Then, like, all I could think was, there's serial killers outside. Or there's, you know, like, every haunted movie I ever saw comes back into play at that point, you know. Once you're the one in charge, then you begin to think of all the possibilities and things that could happen. So it's tough, let alone if our listener actually had a haunting.
Back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, NutriSense. That is actually the sound of the NutriSense biosensor that I've been wearing. With NutriSense, it's really amazing. I've learned some very interesting things about my food and drink choices and how it all affects my body. And also how sleep, exercise, stress, all of that exercise plays a big role in my health as well. Your glucose levels can significantly impact how your body and mind feels and functions. NutriSense lets you analyze your glucose levels in real time in response to food, exercise, stress, sleep. It's been, like I said, very fascinating to see my results and see what I need to do different to feel my best all the time. NutriSense includes 1 month of free board-certified nutritionist guidance and support. My nutritionist has been super helpful going over the results, the data, and answering any questions I have so I can fully understand what exactly this system is, how it works, and what I can do to make it work best for me. It keeps me accountable by messaging me when I'm going off my plan. It's kind of nice. Yes, NutriSense has helped me take better choices into account about what I eat. NutriSense has really helped put in perspective for me what I need to do to feel my best in terms of losing weight, mental acuity, physical fitness, all of that. It can do the same for you too. Start decoding your body's messages and pave the way for a healthier life. Visit Nutrisense.com/ghost and get $30 off your first month and 1 month of board-certified nutritionist support. When they ask how you learned about Nutrisense, make sure you tell them it was the Real Ghost Stories Online podcast.
Well, here's the story. It says about 12 years ago, one of my best friends, whom I'll call D, moved into a brownstone in an old city. The city itself was one of the first to be founded in southern New Jersey in the 1600s and was called New London. The original cobblestone roads were intact in some places, as well as the first church and cemetery. The oldest headstone I found dates back to the mid-1700s. Dee lived in the home with her husband and their infant son. We were young at the time, between the ages of 19 and 21, so sleepovers and girls' nights were still very much part of our lives. And when Dee and her husband needed a night out or had to work late, I was more than happy to babysit. I hated being there at night alone, though. After I put the baby to bed, I would watch TV in the living room. I could see through the dining room to the back of the house where I sat. I typically leave the lights off in a room that I'm not using to conserve energy. But at this house, I got into the habit of leaving the hallway lights on. I never saw anything but felt watched from the hallway as if I wasn't trusted to be in the house. Behind me to my right were the stairs. The baby's room was at the top of the stairs to the left, but the first thing you see when reaching the top landing is an extra room. The room wasn't in use, and I think it was used as a storage room or office, and since all the doors had windows from top to bottom, you could see what was in the rooms without needing to go in. Anytime I went upstairs to check on the baby, I was scared of that extra room. I hated it. I couldn't even look at it and kept my head down anytime I had to pass the door. In my mind, I had a vision of a small child standing behind the glass with her hands cupped around their eyes as if to peer outside watching me. That is so specific. That's interesting to me. That's almost like a little psychic ability, and you're getting that vision in your head.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It continues, I chalked up all of this to being a scaredy cat. I think there was some popular movie at the time, or I'd watched something that got to me, so I didn't put a lot of thought into how I felt at the house. It was dark, old, and I was a young girl in an area of town I wasn't all too familiar with, caring for an infant. Anyone in my position would have been slightly creeped out. Eventually, they moved out of the house, and for 12 years, I didn't think about it until about 4 months ago when I was helping Dee, her two children, and her new fiancé move out of their current home. While taking a break for some girl talk, she mentioned that she believed this home to be haunted. She explained that she would find things had moved in the bathroom while taking a shower, her children's toys played with while they were out visiting with their dad and stepmom. This topic brought up the brownstone in the old city. Dee told me she hated being in that house. During her time there, her son learned to talk, and there were quite a few times she heard him giggling on the baby monitor and running around his room when he was supposed to be napping. When Dee would go upstairs to check on him, he would sit in his crib, giggling at something in his room. She never saw anything, so she told him to lay down and take a nap, and that was that. Near the end of their time in the house, Dee heard her son's ball bouncing in the upstairs hallway and witnessed it thrown against the wall. She spoke, and the activity stopped. As she climbed the stairs, she could see her baby son sitting in his crib watching. Dee told me she eventually did some research and found that a child had died at the turn of the 20th century in that back room, the room I was so afraid of. I don't know how true it is, and I didn't look into it, but up until this point, I had never spoken a word to anyone about what I felt in the house. I've heard over the years that sometimes people witness paranormal activity near areas of large bodies of water. The house is located a block away from the shores of the mighty Delaware River. I hope you read this on your show because I'm a big fan, but also wonder if others have had similar experiences near water. Love the show. Thanks so much for giving us an outlet. That's from Carrie Ann. And the answer to that question is yes, a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting too with the grave talks. So many of those stories that we do there in places we talk about, they are near large bodies of water. And trains mm-hmm. are another one, a conduit. And limestone is another conduit. Quartz crystals, you know, if there's something like that nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all conduits. And the water is definitely huge. So, yeah. It could have been. And what I find really interesting is that she felt like that room, she had a vision of that's so specific of the child cupping the hands and looking out. And then to even hear a story, whether it's true or not, but to hear that story years later is almost validating, I think.
I know. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think she got some validation. And then to hear that a child had died in that house.
And then the ball, that would be very much connected mm-hmm. to a kid.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound like there was tons of activity in the house, but always felt being watched like a little kid would do. They kind of sneak up and they're just watching you because they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It always makes mm-hmm. me so sad. The idea of a child ghost always just bothers me because it's like, can they move on? You know, what is it that's keeping them here? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those always get me. You see, that's the last thing you want. Like, they should move on. Well, let's go to a call.
It's Melanie calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And this is a story, I have several, but this one I'm going to share, I have not heard on your show yet, so I thought it's a different one. This is a ghost that was captured on a cell phone of mine. So it was about 2009, I lived in a 75-year-old house in Toronto, in an area called the Annex. And I used to do my work in the kitchen and leave the door open. So I'd be working on the computer. There was a property that sat across from us that had been torn down one day, like right down to the foundation. So as I always left the back door open for fresh air in the spring, I was back at work one day on the computer. My back was to the door. And my old mobile flip phone was sitting on the counter where the camera would sit on the top. And while I was working, I heard the clicking of my camera. I thought, this is weird. So I turned. What's going on? And I went back to work. A few minutes later, the camera started clicking again. This time, I got up and went to see if the phone had, like, something going on with it, like maybe the battery's dying. Nope, the phone was fine. Then I went back to work again. My back was always towards the door. A few minutes later, the camera started clicking again. So weird, I thought. So I went over, I picked it up, and as I looked at it, I thought, that's weird. I opened up the pics, and I saw a young man's face, a young man with a toque, black toque, hovering. It must have been hovering over the actual camera in my phone. So since the camera was in front of, you know, on the counter, it was so weird because the actual spirit would have been hovering over it. So anytime in the future, that freaked me out. I showed everybody that I could because I thought that was the weirdest thing. Eventually, my partner did take the cell phone out and lose it, not after I showed many, many people. But anytime in the future I left the door open and felt a weird energy, I would just say, like, I'm sorry, go away, I can't help you. Eventually it stopped, and then we moved from the house. That's my story. Hope you enjoyed it. The cell phone ghost. Thank you, and have a good day.
Okay, so how else does the picture get there?
Yeah, not a clue. That
is really strange.
No, it would be impossible for
and
that
the
to
fact
happen.
That
we have a lot of interesting
the
camera stories.
Yeah.
Of people, you know, taking pictures. And of course, you know, there's something else in the picture, a face, a head, you know, some sort of apparition maybe sometimes. But this is interesting that she was actually hearing it by itself go. Usually people have taken the pictures and then they see something in the picture. This one is interesting because it's as if it was taking the pictures and she knew it was snapping them.
Because it is weird, even when you're looking back through your pictures and maybe a friend got your phone and started taking funny pictures. It's always like, what mm-hmm. the hell? But mm-hmm. if it's one that you can't even explain that doesn't belong there, and it's a face of a guy, like, What? Because a lot of pictures that people will post, and they're like, I was at this house and I snapped this picture, and what do you see in the window? And I'm like, I'm not seeing anything. And then they'll circle it and be like, see it? Not really. And some of them, yeah, I'd see.
And
that.
Some of them are real obvious.
And some of them I actually think aren't real. I'm like, it doesn't even feel real to me. I think that's manipulated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard.
In this day and age, you know, all you have to do is type into AI, create a photo with a, you know, apparition in it or something, and it'll pop up, you know. So it isn't nearly so, you know, you just are more skeptical these days.
But if it shows up on your phone and it's
and
like.
And she heard it taking the picture?
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that one.
Yeah.
I don't know about the cell phone ghost. He obviously, it would make me wonder, like, why did he want himself to be known? Because it's kind of obvious that he was doing it and wanted himself to be acknowledged, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, saw you, now that's that.
But she also said that there was weird energy at different times, and she would say, okay, you know, don't be here, leave me alone or whatever. Which, once again, we mention this periodically, but good idea. Talk to them. Tell them if they're crossing the bounds. You know, it wouldn't maybe work for everything, but it does seem to be the advice we're given by the experts out there.
Yep.
You know, listen, you know, just go ahead and talk to them and explain that they cannot be there or whatever the problem is. You know, stay away from this or whatever. So I think she did the right thing there. But yeah, no, I don't have an explanation.
I'd love to see the picture.
Me too.
I wish she would have sent that. So here is one more story. It says, I love your show. Listen to it every day at work. I've wanted to share this story with you and your listeners for a while and finally made the time to send it in. It deals with the passing of my maternal grandfather back in the early 90s. I was in college and living at home with my parents when my grandfather became very ill and slipped into a coma. The doctors confirmed that he most likely would not come out of it, so we were basically waiting for the inevitable. I had a very disturbing experience that took place the night he passed away. It rocked my world and has stuck with me ever since. That night was pretty uneventful. I went to sleep, but woke up quite suddenly at about 1 a.m. My eyes flew open, but of course I couldn't see anything in my pitch-dark bedroom. Adrenaline was surging through my body, and the sense of fear in the room was almost palpable. I thought I had just had a bad dream, but then I sensed rushing movement, like something was very quickly darting around the darkened room. I now understand that I've been an empath since I was a small child, but at this time, I wasn't aware that I could take on the feelings of others. Literally, I was hit with a clear sense that I was fleeing from something so horrible that I dared not turn around to see what was chasing me. Yes, I was in bed, under the covers, but I felt that I was being chased through the dark. If that wasn't horrifying enough, I was then hit with a sense that what was chasing me was death itself. How I knew this, I don't know, but I felt it like I knew my name. The only thing I could think of to do was egress to the behavior of a five-year-old, pull the covers over my head, wait for whatever was in my room to go away. Going back to sleep was not an option, and after lying there petrified for close to an hour, I heard my parents' phone ring. It was my aunt saying that my grandfather had passed away. Turns out he transitioned right about the time I had my experience. The horrifying connection I made was that the rushing, petrified, fleeing presence I felt was my grandfather's spirit being chased by death. He'd been in a coma, so maybe he was confused when he died and was moving to a familiar place looking for help. Granddaddy and I were very close for years, and I tortured myself thinking he came to me frightened, and I was too scared to recognize it was him. What if he was earthbound, still confused and scared, not knowing that he died and unable to rest? Over the years, I tried to push the event out of my head because not having answers was so upsetting. Last year, I was watching a famous psychic medium live stream on Facebook, and I put out a comment that I was concerned about my grandfather. While the famous medium didn't answer me, I did receive a private message from another medium who saw my comment. Without having given much detail, she told me that my grandfather did visit our house to say goodbye, but the fear I sensed was not him. She said what I felt was the lingering spirit of someone else who died at the hospital and was following my grandfather because my grandfather saw and acknowledged this person's spirit. The spirit had been frightened, confused, and lost for quite a while and was sticking close to Granddaddy in hopes that he could help him. While that is sad in itself, I was relieved to have had this burden lifted after all these years. While he was an ornery man, he was still very lovable, and I hope he was able to help that lost soul cross over. That's my story. Thank you for giving me a form in which to share it. Be well, Sean Marie. I do think that's a strange thing to happen an hour before you find out that your grandfather passed. I do see how you would connect it with him. Why wouldn't you? Do you think that when you are awakened in the middle of the night, and it could be your grandfather's spirit coming to say goodbye or whatever, it could maybe present as something really terrifying because
yeah,
you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And that would be really scary, especially you feel like you're being chased by death. And it almost, in a way, sounds like it could be like partly a dream, but she definitely says that she woke up, you know, thought she was awake.
Well, and that would have been about the time that he passed. But I'm just wondering myself if it just wasn't, she just didn't somehow visualize or somewhat participate in his descent and or his ascent, let's put it that way. And it terrorized her. It scared her. You know,
because I like that it's given her some peace with that story of the other person. But even then, it's like, it seemed really dark, even darker than this other person who's having a hard time leaving this earth. That makes sense. So maybe what she was really picking up on was she didn't really know.
Yeah.
What was happening. And it just felt scary and terrifying. And
and it's not unusual. Like, I've had people tell me stories about, you know, waking up at the moment a loved one passed away. And they didn't know it until hours later or whatever. But, you know, they woke up at, you know, 12:14 or something, you know, and were wide awake and then had this sense of something really bad was happening, or, you know, were terrified of something. I had a friend who told me that, you know, she woke up at just this certain time and just sat up and just was just sweating, you know, just so hot. And then had later, you know, hours later, found out that her sister had died in a fire that night before. And it was her twin sister. And, you know, that was frightening. So maybe there was someone else involved, but I'm not quite so sure. I think maybe she just woke up and was terrified because she was losing her grandfather at that moment.
And I definitely think it is definitely connected to her grandfather's passing.
Yeah. Now, I'm not taking anything away from the psychic. They could have been totally correct on this. And, you know, if that's what she feels like happened, that's absolutely fine. But I'm just wondering, because I have heard so many stories about people saying they woke up and they did have a sense of dread, or that something bad was happening, or it was really bad, and then find out later that their loved one passed at almost that time.
Well, when our dad was so sick, I woke up like that frequently in a panic because I knew how sick he was. And I knew that, you know, what he was up against. And so it's just waking up knowing that your loved one is terminal and there's nothing you can do. So there's a lot of emotions that go with it. And they knew that grandfather was in the hospital and it was inevitable. And so I think that when he did pass, and maybe, you know, he came to her and it felt very scary. Because it is scary when you lose somebody you love. It's scary. It's traumatizing. It's sad. It's everything. It's all of the emotions in one. Because you kind of feel like the rug's been ripped out from under you. And where do you go now? So I think it could have been everything. But I just, I mean, that is kind of nice what the psychic said, that grandpa was trying to help the other person.
So and I'm not going to take anything away from someone else's ideas and feelings about it, but I just wonder more, like I said, I've just heard so many stories of people, you know, waking up middle of the night and had lost, and it was at the same time that someone had passed, with these feelings, these scary feelings.
Yeah, and they wake up in a panic. So I'm kind of with you. I kind of think it might be something more like, something more like that.
And I think he was there. I mean, I think he came. I think she participated in that. I really do.
I do too.
You know.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS. The list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, If your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.